Our scripture reading today is from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 72. Hear now these words from Psalm 72. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones, with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live. May gold from Sheba be given him. May people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land. On the tops of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Thus is the words of Psalm 72. Thanks be to God. Friends in Christ, the story is told that on one day in 1867, the Fathers of Confederation were meeting in Charlottetown. And they were hammering out the different things that would be put together to form the nation of Canada. They had already decided on the name Canada. Canada was two provinces. There was Upper Canada, which was the upper reaches of the St. Lawrence River and the Great Lakes, now generally called Ontario. And there was Lower Canada, the lower part of the river, which was now generally what we call Quebec. But they said, we're going to take that name, Canada, and we're going to establish it for the name of the nation that is being born here today. One thing that they didn't figure out and that they hadn't come to an early consensus on was, what kind of a country was Canada to be? What should they call it? Should it be the Kingdom of Canada? Should it be the Democratic Union of Canada? Should it be... Well, they had all kinds of ideas, but no consensus. Well, that night, after that, the Premier of New Brunswick, whose name was Sir Samuel Leonard Tilley, came out with a suggestion. He had been doing his Bible reading And in his personal devotions, he had read Psalm 72, the very psalm that we read together. He read from the King James Version, which was the common text, common version used at the time. And in verse 8, it says, "He shall have dominion from sea to sea." And Mr. Tilley came back to the meeting and he said, "I've got an idea. I think I know what it is. We will call this land the Dominion of Canada." And they said, "Good suggestion, Mr. Tilley." Not only that, they took as the motto of the country, also from Psalm 72, those words, "from sea to sea." And that is our official motto, now often expressed in Latin as those kind of things are. And it is really beautiful, I think, as a Christian pastor and a member of the church, to know that there is that connection with our country and the scripture, that we have this echo of scripture even in the name that we give our country. I think that's really, really beautiful. Now, Psalm 72 is what is called a royal psalm. And if you'd had a Bible in your hands while I was reading, and maybe you did, you would have noticed that there's this little superscription. Before the words of the psalm are written, it says, "of Solomon." And some have said, "Oh, you know what that means? That means that Solomon is the author of this psalm." And think, well, isn't that cool that Solomon not only was a great king, he was also a poet, just like his dad, David. But this psalm was clearly written to be used at the coronation of Solomon. That this was the song that people sang as he was becoming king, and so it probably means that it was for Solomon, written at a time of his coronation. Now, the king was a person who personified the nation. But as the king goes, so goes the nation, and if people were to understand who we are, that a good thing to do would be to look at your king and says, "This person is our representative and he reflects us." And in this beautiful psalm, we're hearing what should be reflected in the king, and therefore what should be reflected in the people of the king. And when that people is the people of God, then it is what we together are to be reflective of. The psalm begins with two descriptions, two really important words. One is justice. I don't know if you heard that. If you wanted to go back and read Psalm 72 again, you'll see that word justice springing up all over the place. Because what justice is right action. That when there's a situation that requires a response, justice is that response that is good and true and right. It is action that is pleasing to God and is honorable and appropriate and good. And the people were singing to the king, "Please be a king of justice, because our God is a king of justice, and so should we be that kind of people." We need to be people who do those kind of things. The other word that's in this text that jumps out at you is, it's almost like a twin to it, a partner to justice, is that word righteousness. And righteousness is a very similar concept, except it's not really so much about what you do. Those are the deeds of justice. Righteousness is what you are. Whereas justice is an external action, righteousness is an interior orientation. So that you are a person who is righteous is a person who does good things because they are right inside. And we need to be people, and we need a leader who, and we serve a God who is both right action and justice and right interior, which is righteousness. That is the call. Another very significant word in Psalm 72 is one word that occurred, I counted, I believe it was 20 times in one psalm, which is not the shortest psalm in the Bible. It's not super long either. 20 times this word is in there in our translation, and it's the word may. May the king be this, and may the king do that. And may, it's a hope word. It's a longing word. It's a wish for the king, and therefore a wish for us as a people. May we be all these things that contribute to us doing the acts of justice and being the people of righteousness. Now, we are the people of God. Our first citizenship is in the kingdom of God. And I am a proud Canadian. I was born in this land, and I'm grateful to God that he put me in this land, and I want to do what I can to make this land good. But my first citizenship is the kingdom of God. And my second citizenship is in the kingdom of this earth. For me, that's Canada. But as a Canadian and as a Christian, talked about this with Sally a little bit, that it is my responsibility and it is your responsibility as a kingdom of God citizen and a citizen of this land or a landed immigrant of this land, or a permanent resident of this land, or whatever your situation is, to contribute to the realization of a Canada that is both just and righteous. That we are to be agents of transformation, agents of reconciliation, people of renewal, people of hope, people of direction, people who gently and lovingly reveal what it means to be followers of the King in this land. The Jewish people and the early Christians, when they looked at Psalm 72, they saw that it was a royal psalm, and they understood how it was written in the context of Solomon's installation, coronation as king. But they also all understood it to be, it's called a messianic psalm. That is, it is one that pointed toward and revealed that there was one coming who would be this perfect king, this righteous king, this king of justice. And the Jewish community waited and longed for him. And the Christian community recognized and celebrated him. And he indeed was righteousness and justice in one package. Now I and now you, as followers of Jesus, as citizens of his kingdom, are to not only know Christ, to recognize him, to be grateful for the salvation we receive from his sacrifice and victory, and give glory to God. We're also called to do the work of emulation. That in our lives, in our citizenship as Canadians, that we try to make that justice and righteousness blossom in our land as well. Being kind and considerate and thoughtful and respectful and all those things, polite as is the want of Canadians to do. But ultimately, we say glory be to God. And ultimately, we say thanks be to God for his indescribable grace in saving us, in loving us, and drawing us together in community. And it is our privilege to have been placed in a country of freedom, a country of possibility, a place where we can proclaim truth and pray for the Lord to bring in the harvest. Thanks be to God for all of his gifts to us. And may he be praised forever and ever. Amen.